Welcome back. I'm Alfred Lambert Weber, and with me, the miracle that everyone has been asking for I don't even know how long. How long has it been, Lorraine Murray, since you've graced the airwaves here at Exopolitics TV and News Inside Out?
Well, I think it's 2.5 or 3 years.
Wow. Wow. And
yeah.
And we won't even get into why that has occurred, but it's a real story, and perhaps someday we'll do an in-depth analysis of that. But I know that here you're with a breaking news bulletin, and so this is a 30-minute breaking news bulletin from Lorraine Murray, in-depth on its implications. Over to you, Lorraine.
Well, this is August 12, 2018, today, Sunday, and this verdict was rendered in the San Francisco courts on Friday. And it's a huge, huge story. It's going to have a very, very big impact on other toxins, EMF frequencies, cell phone frequencies, 5G, potentially of the vaccines, all kinds of things that we're being poisoned with. And these are very, very complex trials. They take a long time and a lot of money to get them through the courts. There's all kinds of really, really hairy politics going on. And I was really surprised this happened in California, in San Francisco, because the Bayer and Monsanto were both owned and created by the Jesuits. And they made these companies so that they could poison the public population, not just in California, not just in the United States, but it's global. And they usually go outside of the United States and do trials on the different poisons they create, usually related to agriculture. And they'll go to third world countries in South America, in Africa, in other countries in Asia, and so they just do these absolutely illegal tests on humans and plants and everything out of sight and out of the reach of the courts, the U.S. courts and laws. And UC Davis, the University of California at Davis, is really very, very dominated because it's an agricultural campus. Their specialty and focus has started out with agriculture. And so the really advanced agenda for producing and modifying and doing the GMO and distributing it's called the World Food Agenda, and they have buildings on the Davis campus. I've been there in the last year or two, where no one is allowed in the buildings even for the World Food Agenda departments and so forth and research. And these are students and faculty on the campus who are not allowed on the property of these particular buildings. so they're obviously doing things that they don't we're not going to be real happy about. And they're hiding from the public. I think that politicians may be the most dangerous people in the world, because they're the ones who are funding, hiding, modifying laws, allowing these companies, these corporations, to go through with their genocidal plans. And I'm not exaggerating anything. I'm not even giving the real horrors of it. This is to make people aware and to put a Velcro patch on their brain so that any time information related to what we're talking about today goes by them, it will stick to that Velcro patch. And pretty soon, without even trying, they begin to understand from their own data that they've collected in some place in the brain, and they start understanding what is really happening. Awareness is so, so important, and that's why the news is so important. And look what's happening. They're wiping it off of the internet. They're taking out of the newspapers, and pretty soon we'll be wandering around in a fog without any compass or way to know what's really happening, because we're not getting real information. And that's why this judgment is so important, because an African American man who was working in a school in San Francisco, let's see what his name is. Do you remember his name?
Yes, Johnson? It's Lee Johnson, Dwayne Lee Johnson.
Right. And he was given Roundup by the school to use on the campus. And he was handling it without any gloves on or anything. And I'm not sure there are any warnings even that told him not to. And he got very, very sick. And he now has lesions and signs of cancer and discoloration on 80% of his body. And he's also very, very sick and has to sit down a lot. And he only has about 2 more years to live. They expect him to die by 2020. And he was very, very lucky. He's one of over 1,000 lawsuits that are set up to be tried, and the lawyers who represented him requested from the court to do to speed up the process in the courts, because he had so little time left to die. So they did. It's called mandamus. And if you have a good excuse, the courts will rush your case. And in this case, he lucked out, and they agreed to do it. So Friday was the day that the results were represented in the court by the judge. And people should watch we're going to put 3 articles at least on Alfred's website, and people can go there and watch the video, about 30 minutes of the judge presenting the verdict. And she was sitting there. She was an Asian woman, and she was sitting there, and the bailiff brought the paper over, the verdict from the jury. And it was about 5 pages, and she started turning the pages, and you could see the shock in her face, because the award was $289 million. And that's quite a lot of money for a verdict against such a huge corporation as Monsanto. And as many people know, Bayer bought out Monsanto.
Some people know Bayer as Bayer.
Bayer. And I believe that Bayer is one of the original last names of the Rothschilds. So that may be a joint venture between the Jesuits and the Rothschilds. They often work together. In fact,
Also, we have some of the people that have appeared on News Inside Out, ExoPolitics TV, have noted that with the up to 100 million people that were killed by the PSYOP called the Spanish flu, it was Bayer aspirin that provided the key ingredient along with the, quote, vaccine against the Spanish flu that actually created the lethal ingredients, and that this was knowingly done by the owners of Bayer aspirin, and the vaccines in order to induce a large depopulation event following the end of World War I, because they're all Luciferians. And people can go to our News Inside Out website also to view that evidence. So Bayer has been in a depopulation agenda through since the early 20th century, World War I, World War II, and now in this depopulation through Monsanto, that is known in truth circles as Monsatan. I just wanted to add that as an editorial. This is strictly editorial. Thank you, Loren. Pardon the interruption.
It's not editorial. It's true. Satanism and fascism is now being pumped through all the universities in the U.S. and also in other countries. And just this last week, Germany allowed for the first time since World War II that Nazi symbols could appear in public, but they only allowed it in certain games, internet games. And so here we go. Germany's turning towards fascism and Satanism. And, well, it's always been there, but it's being encouraged now. And also, a 90-year-old woman is running for a position in Sweden in politics. And she stated that she's a fascist Nazi. She thought Nazism was great in World War II. So, and I think it's coming out in England, too. So, we've had Satanism and satanic rituals, and they started about 4 years ago. I saw them in the media. People remember in some cities that, I think it was in Michigan, a university allowed satanic rituals, and now they're a regular thing. You drive through Berkeley and there are satanic symbols on students' windows, you know, in their apartment buildings. And they're overtly, it's not covert anymore, they are overtly pushing Satanism and fascism. And we even have a video on our website, lorenmurray.info, of UC Berkeley students who were living next door to our house on College Avenue, and they were having a party one night, and the windows were open. It was in the summertime, and we actually videotaped these students talking together, and they were showing each other different websites on their cell phones where you could read about how to overthrow the United States. So, and sometimes you'll drive by an apartment building and the American flag will be upside down, and the state flag will be turned in a geometric configuration that means overthrow. So now something that helped that a lot was when Alexander Soros became a graduate student here a couple of years ago, and his father started funding, and Alexander started organizing these riots and protests here on the campus in the last 2 years, where students were throwing Molotov cocktails, and there was a lot of violence, and they went down into the main part of the city of Berkeley and broke ATMs on banks. They didn't touch the Wells Fargo one. They did break the Chase Bank ATM several times. And there were also very violent older people, men, who they were hired to do it. So these are rent-a-thugs that are showing up at the protests that never were. This is not how Berkeley had protests. They were always peaceful. So the Satanism and the fascism is creeping in everywhere, and the poisoning of the populations in countries and cities and even, you know, out in the country too, is just going wild. And it's part of it's a millennial disintegration deliberately planned by the ruling elites. And these are the ancient bloodlines who are above the Jesuits. The Jesuits work for them. And so the Jesuits are working for the Rothschilds. They're working for the de Medicis. They're working for the Chigis and these ancient bloodlines that go back to Sumeria. And I think that many people don't realize that the United States is run by the descendants of Rollo. He was the Viking from Norway, whose father took him as a child to Ireland, where his father hung out for 10 years, and then he made himself the first king of Dublin. And so when Rollo was old enough, this is in the 850 AD, sometime around that period. And so Rollo started, when he was old enough, he made his own, he brought his own gang together, and they made their ships, and they went down and they started raiding the north coast of France. And finally, after 10 years, the king of France said to his noblemen and military that they had to do something about it, because he wasn't going to stop, and other Vikings were raiding the coasts of France also. So the king said, we'll have a battle with him. So they had a battle, and the king won. And then the king said, well, this isn't going to stop it. We have to make a deal with him. So they offered him what is Normandy today, between the border of Belgium and the border of Brittany. And they gave him a title, the Count of Rouen, but he was actually the first Duke of Normandy. And the Kennedys, Tip O'Neill's family, the Rockefellers, the Bushes, many, many, many political names that we know and recognize, were all working for Rollo. They were all part of the takeover of Normandy by the Vikings, the Scandinavian Vikings. And then Rollo's great-great-great-grandson was William the Conqueror, and he took over the British Isles. And he and his son were the first Norman kings of England. And then there was a murky period that Shakespeare wrote plays about, where there were pretenders fighting for the throne. And finally, Plantagenet became, let's see, he was king. I forgot which king he was. But anyway, he was Norman also. He had intermarried, his family had intermarried with Rollo's family. And every single American president has had to be directly descended from that king.
Right. And does that include the current POTUS, Donald J.
Absolutely. Trump? Absolutely. I couldn't find any information about President Trump or his background or family until I found a very long article in the Daily Mail one day. And it had photographs of his mother when she was still young in the Hebrides, the Outer Hebrides. Those are the islands off of the west coast of Ireland. And Gaelic was her first language. That's the language of the Vikings. And her family had been very, very wealthy, many kings in it of Scotland, and her family, her tribe, owned most of the highlands in Scotland. And so the Irish Normans, the Norman land barons who were sent by Rollo to settle Ireland, and so that he retained his position there. They were the Kennedys and the McNamaras, and so here's President Kennedy appointing Robert McNamara to be his secretary, his minister of defense. And it was astounding when I started reading about them in Ireland at that time. And what happened is the Kennedys were from the port of Caen, C-A-E-N. And so Caen became Ken, and Edi means from Caen. So the Kennedys were from the city of Caen. That was their last name in Ireland. And they were sent there to be Norman land barons in Ireland. And so they've all worked together as a clan, as a, it's really a mafia. And so that's how the McNamaras ended up in Ireland. And the Kennedys had been there a long time and had their own land that they'd claimed. And the McNamaras came in and said, "We're taking your land. Get out of here. Go find some somewhere else. We're taking this spot. We want it." And I've been on those estates in Ireland. I went and lambed 3,000 ewes in the springtime. And I met these people, and I heard the stories and the oral tradition. And it's incredible that this is what the real power is. It's not elections. It's these bloodlines and tribes that are still following tribal rules, and so now this is a millennium, and it's a time when these ancient bloodlines destroy everything, reduce everything to rubble, and then they start all over again. They set the reset buttons. They just steal all of the libraries, and they're probably under the Vatican. And Fidel Castro is from the House of Farnese, which is one of these very ancient bloodlines. And they go back to Alexander the Great, who made one of his generals, General Ptolemy, the governor of Egypt, and he then took the throne of the pharaohs. And that was the last dynasty of pharaohs on the throne. They were called the Ptolemies.
Right.
And so what was he doing down in Cuba? Well, that's where his son, Fidelito, who was a PhD graduate from Moscow University, was an expert in radiation. So he had to have something to do with designing the poisoning of the planet with radiation now. And that's the depleted uranium, and it's the Monsanto and Bayer products of medicine and chemical sprays and stuff, pesticides, and these are all multi-vector attacks on all living things on this planet, and that's why this trial was so important. And there are Monsanto right now is facing 5,000 lawsuits nationwide
for
Roundup.
Yeah, is it 5,000 or 1,000?
5,000.
Wow.
Nationwide, but this firm I think has 1,000 waiting in line to be tried by them.
So is this a plaintiff's firm or a defendant's firm?
It's a plaintiff.
Right.
Monsanto has their own lawyers.
Yeah. Now we're at almost at the end of the 30 minutes, and I wanted to ask you this in terms of your bloodline theory. What is behind? Why did this legal miracle happen in San Francisco on August 11th? The solar eclipse. I mean, this is an incredible solar eclipse. I'm just bringing in all of the factors. What are the bloodlines? What is this Asian?
The bloodlines are the Hearsts, the Gettys, the Medici's. It's all those people that we don't even know their history.
What is the force that led to the positive outcome here? I want to focus on the positive. What is behind it? Or is this just law? Is this the pendulum? Is this like the impersonal universe law? And we're at the luck of the draw.
Well, one thing that contributed to it is that the San Francisco Bay Area had the largest number of environmental NGOs, environmental organizations in the United States. And so that's why the Rockefellers always attack it during elections, because they don't want environmental protection. A lot of it for the whole United States came out of the Bay Area, came out of Berkeley, came out of California. And right now there's a big power land grab going on in California for these big bloodlines to grab all the agricultural land and take over the state. Jerry Brown is a Jesuit priest. What state in the United States has ever had a Jesuit priest as the governor? And he obviously has, this has all been set up a long time ago, even with his father. And one of the things that is the booby traps that his father set up was the Oroville Dam, which is the largest dirt dam in the United States. And he was at UC. He was the governor of California when I was a student at UC Davis, and the chancellor was Emil Marac, who was from his father was, I believe he was the coast, the Dalmatian coast of the Mediterranean area, and his mother was from Vienna in Austria, and so Emil Marac came over and was, well, his parents came over and he was born in San Francisco, but he ended up at UC Davis. And he was sponsored his whole life by David Rockefeller, and he spent a lot of time in the White Mountains, which is east of Davis, up in the mountains. And there was a secret naval facility, really, really top secret, underground. And Emil Marak was doing research with the Navy on food and agriculture. And so he turned the UC Davis campus into a Monsanto Bayer nightmare of exotic poisons and deadly pesticides and food that is the nutrition and the DNA is changed on it. And this is what they're doing there. And the Rothschilds, the Hearsts, and the the Rothschilds and the Hearsts, and I'm sorry, I can't remember the name. Those bloodlines are all over Davis. They've pumped tons of money into it. They've sponsored buildings. It's really something else. It's very, very organized. And it's a very, very dark campus now. When I went there, it was just agriculture and people from all over the world, and it was ag science, and it was a wonderful place to be, but it's all changed now.
Yeah, Getty is another.
Getty. Yes.
Medici. Getty. So these are the parties that were against that. At the Deagle.com website, they had the depopulation figures, which were the U.S. at 324 million in 2016, and in 2025 it was down to 54 million population. So the depopulation agenda went from 2016 down to 2016 at 324 million population in the U.S. to 2025, the projected 54 million. That is the Georgia Guidestones, and that is the depopulation agenda funded by the Rothschilds, the Hearsts, the Gettys, the Medicis, and that's the Luciferians, United States depopulation agenda. That was, and now Deagle, all of a sudden, I found out just in the past X number of times, has changed that 54 million to 100 million. So now they're only saying they're going to depopulate from 324 million in 2016 to 100 million in 2025. And that's the U.S. depopulation initiative that this millennial project that has enrolled the Rothschilds, the Hertz, the Gettys, the Medicis, all of these other bloodlines, and has Jerry Brown as its California kind of coordinator. I mean, you can see those satellite-based lasers on YouTube everywhere, where they go around, they cut houses in half, so they go around houses. I mean, it's like cookie cutter. And
well, that's how they're doing the forest fires.
Yeah, yeah. Now tell me, here you have a POTUS, a president of the United States, and a vice president who is focused on defense, and here you have satellite-based lasers, HARP, engaging in tectonic warfare that has been prohibited by the Weather Modification Treaty signed in 76-77 initiated by U.S. President Jimmy Carter. What the heck is the U.S. defense establishment under this POTUS, this government, this Republican thing? They're all up to ears. The whole nation is full of cops. And you have a huge attack from outer space, from inner space, directed energy weapons on California, burning up the state, burning everything up, every city you go to. I mean, our colleague does a weekly radiation report and publishes it. The radiation standards in most U.S. cities are now at least 100 to 250 times the mandatory evacuation. What's wrong with the government here? Why are the governments, and you have a law and order president, what's wrong with this POTUS that he's not stopping the U.S. and he's worried about what Iran's doing, what this other thing's doing, when he's supposed to be America first? It looks like he's placing America last. Is that not true, Loren?
Oh, he's just doing what the mafia is telling him to do. Now, let me tell you who the mafia is.
Yeah.
These are 10 bloodline families with seats on the Jesuit Council. And I started looking at them and I said, wait a minute, they all came from papal families. And so I made a chart. We made a chart for one of our interviews. I'm going to send it to you to post with this interview. And the head of this Jesuit council, these are all the ancient bloodlines, the House of Farnese. Fidel Castro was from Farnese. He was descended from Pope Paul III Alessandro Farnese, and Castro's middle name was Alejandro. They were descended from Pope Paul III. He's the one with the Borgia Pope who started the Jesuits. And it's based on the Doge of Venice's spy network that also had a council of 10 of the golden families of Venice, the prominent families of Venice. And by the way, Napoleon Bonaparte was from one of those Venetian golden families. They were Silk Road, a very, very wealthy Silk Road silk dealers. And he had blood from Ethiopia DNA, Ethiopia, Eritrea. What's the country that's getting pounded right now on the bottom of the Arabian Peninsula?
Yemen.
Yes, Yemen. Levant. The Medici's had a huge trading post in the Levant. Sicily and Iran, Persians. And so that was Napoleon Bonaparte's bloodline. That was determined from a DNA study about 5 years ago from three beard hairs. Three hairs. They knew all of that information. So we have the House of Farnese and Borgia, and they are the two who dominate and control the Council of Ten for the Jesuits. And then there's the Borgia and the Farnese, they had ties to Spain. Borgia, they were probably what are they called? The Basques. And Farnese was Castro's father was born in Piacenza, northern Italy. So he's Italian, but they were intermarried with the Habsburgs in Spain. And so those two created the Jesuits so that because when Borgia died, he had scandalized the Vatican so much with wild things that he did that the Italian Pope said we'll never have another foreign pope. And so the Borgias and Farnese's created the Jesuits so they could secretly rule the Vatican through the Jesuits, but the Italian popes wouldn't know. And so then the Colonna family, they were very prominent in Italy, the Romans, Gaetoni, Medici, Pamphili, Orsini, Aldo Brandini, they were Arabs, and they are still, that family line is still has that Arab look and darker skin. And Aldo means devil. Aldo Brandini means devil worshippers. And the Chigi bloodline has always controlled the Vatican Church, and Conti, C-O-N-T-I. And that they're all Persians. They're all Persians. They're all from Central Asia. And I started looking at their clothing and the papal tiara. The papal tiara is like a big egg dome hat with jewels and stuff on it. That's straight out of Central Asia. All of the shahs wore those. And then the red slippers that the Pope wears, those are out of Central Asia. And silk is from there too. So it took a long time to figure it out, but this is who the Jesuits are working for, and this is who is carrying out the global genocide, so that they will always be on top. They steal all the libraries, including the Library of Alexandria, and the library, that information, wisdom and everything is hidden. And so each millennium, they're on top. When they started up, they decide exactly how many people will live. They do breeding programs. We are all products of breeding programs. They know all of our bloodlines. And the Jesuits actually created the Mormons as a way to do a global genealogy of the whole planet through the Jesuit missionaries. All young Mormons are required to go and do missionary missions for 2 years or 3 years before they start their life and their professional lives. And they go to all of the islands in the Pacific. They've been to all the countries in the world, and they've been collecting the births and deaths and the records, the vital statistics, in every church and source they can find. And they have probably the best genealogy record in the world now. And I looked up even Jackie Kennedy, her maiden name, Bouvier. This is how I traced them. It was with their last names. Bouvier is a constellation that circles the North Pole, and that's a very, very, very ancient name that goes back to the original astronomers. And I believe that she may have been from France, either northern France or even southern France, from a very ancient family. And very recently, there was a photograph in the newspaper and a beautiful picture of the house she grew up in. It just sold for $40 million. So she was a princess, a French princess, or descended from French princesses and probably kings. And and then Kennedy was, a princely descendant of a Norman family who were originally Vikings. And then the women who are married to the American presidents and also to kings and emperors in Europe, a lot of them have the last name Walker. I went, why is the Habsburg pretender to the throne why is he marrying an American woman named Walker? And man, she was nothing to look at. This was just a few years ago. And then I said, well, wait a minute. Barbara Walker Bush, and then there's George W. Bush's wife was a Walker. And I went, oh my God, Rollo's name by his men was Walker, because he was so huge, he could not be carried by a horse. There were no horses strong enough at that time to carry him. And so he had to walk everywhere while his men were on their horses, so they nicknamed him Walker. Well, that means that every president of the United States has a president descended from Rollo and a wife descended from Rollo. So it's really the Vikings ruling the United States still. And and so that's how these tribes and mafias have maintained their position for 5,000 years on top of all of humanity.
That is amazing. Now, how does this, we're actually 44 minutes into a 30-minute
okay.
show, and
mm-hmm.
and so we're going to try and respect time, although we all know that time is elastic. So this is the final question. How does all of that relate to the Dwayne Lee Johnson versus Monsanto case, and why should we be happy today?
Well, how that relates to that case is that for the first time, a huge award has been realized for just a humble African American man. What's happened, what he did, will certainly impact the entire planet, and it will open lawsuits and resistance and opposition and to these genocidal technologies that have been developed by these ancient bloodlines through the Jesuits. And this will also expose them. It will energize individuals to fight harder, to take lawsuits to the courts, and it will integrate and unify people. It gives them a single purpose, just to stay alive, for heaven's sakes, and to protect their children and the unborn future. That's why. This will give a monetary reward for lawyers who fight hard for their clients, and the courts are going to be more aware. There's a lot of politics going on, of course, and I'm also sending you to post the Monsanto papers. It's Roundup, glyphosate, cancer case, key documents and analysis. These are the Monsanto documents that have been hidden for years, and they can use these documents now in those 5,000 lawsuits just for Roundup herbicide. There are many, many other chemicals that have been developed, and now this is a template for humanity to take down this monster Jesuit bloodline machine that is killing everything on this planet.
Well, thank you. And thank you for reporting this. And thank you for coming back on the air. And thank you for the portal that opened this up. I hope that one day you'll be able to come back and we'll talk about everything that made this possible, because I think it's a fascinating story. And Once again, how can people get to your website and follow all of your work, Loren?
Well, my website is www.lorenmurray.info, or just type in lorenmurray.info. I'm not sure if it has the W's in front of it. And there's an index of all the articles and interviews. We've done fantastic interviews together. And I'm just shocked every time I go and look at the numbers of viewers, because it's increasing and increasing and increasing. So our information does not go stale. And people know where it is. They may not understand it, but when they're ready, they know where it is. They know where the information is. And when they're ready, in their own way, in their own time, in their own path, they go to it to find the answers that give them the truth. And I want to also say that, I'm sorry, let me just think. I wanted to say that, oh gosh, what was it? It was really important.
Take your time.
Okay. Just talk for a minute.
Yeah. And what I'm hoping is that we have launched today with this amazing news of a $289 million verdict exposing Roundup. I mean, I really urge people, what we're going to do is in the article accompanying this interview and in the video description, we will have the link to the 30-minute video of the judge in San Francisco reading the verdict. And it truly is like it's a tour de force. I mean, it's just amazing. It's just like, shoom! And $250 million in punitive debt damages. the rest in actual damages. You can see the plaintiff there. You can see the court. You can see the judge. It's just, you know, there's an old saying, you don't break the law, you break yourself against the law. So finally, justice caught up with Monsanto, with Roundup, and with Bayer, because Bayer bought a pig in a poke. And they're all going down. I mean, this is like, okay, you were into genocide and depopulation from World War I forward with the Spanish flu. And we're at Sunday, August 12th, and this verdict came down on Saturday, August 11th, with the solar eclipse. Friday,
yeah,
August 10th.
But it was Saturday in other countries, so yes.
Yeah. And, well, the eclipse was that August, you know, it was in that time period.
Mm-hmm.
And that is heavy duty. That's like the entire solar system was expelling a malevolent, genocidal, anti-life, anti-soul force. It was expelling a luciferic, satanic force from the solar system. And that's actually true, because the sun, I was once witness in Cholula, Mexico, outside of Puebla, is the pyramid of Quetzalcoatl. It's thought to be the largest pyramid in the world. One of them. And I was at the foot of it and writing a book. And it's right by the twin volcano spirits of Iztaccíhuatl, Quetzalcoatl, and Popocatépetl, and I was admitted into a conversation between the Earth and the Moon, and I imagine the Sun was part of it also. And they, you know, they said, we're going to show you how we do earthquakes. They have consciousness, you know, just like we are mammals, we are primate mammals, advanced mammals that have consciousness. Well, these are celestial bodies that have consciousness in many indigenous cultures that are animists, like the Senufu in Africa, where I became friends with the prince of the Senufu in Korogo, Ivory Coast. And when I was there, because my family lived in Korogo for a while, and they have what they call La Forêt Sacrée, the sacred forest. And I, with all their different and their animus, and everything is alive. The sun, the moon, the earth have consciousness. And so we are on the Mother Earth and sister moon and father sun. And so the sun in the solar eclipse, so it's boom. So these people have they are being kicked off, and this law firm now has 1,000 cases, and there are 5,000 cases in the United States against Roundup. Can you imagine? Just listen to that 30-minute verdict, and it's were they yeah they did it. They were conscious. They knew that what they were doing. They were genociding. They were part of the genocidal program to reduce America's population in 2016 from 324 million to 54 million in 2025 and make America an elite theme park. I think that that's why the Walton family, the owners of Walmart, they put their art gallery, they collected art from all over the world, and they put it right in the middle of the woods in Arkansas, because they were part of this program to make North America an elite theme park. That's what I think. Over to you. Over to you. So we're at 55 minutes. Shall we make it an even 60 minutes? I know that we shot for 30, but this kind of got away from us.
Yeah, I have I have I remembered what I wanted to say.
Okay.
So what I wanted to say is that just to give people another place to get more information, another perspective, is the United Nations and how it works and why and who set it up and who's running it and so forth, because it sure is not what it says it is. And it's kind of the reverse. And what I discovered, I started looking at the Agenda 21. Well, Agenda 21 is their plan to burn down almost all of the United States and other countries too. And and I it's just incredible to see the destruction they're planning. They're burning. They're having huge forest fires in the United States and California, as many in the same area, as many as five around the Santa Barbara area in 10 years. Five huge forest fires in 10 years on the same area leaves absolutely nothing that can come back. No seeds, no roots, no bark. No, nothing. And so they're sterilizing the earth. And I started looking at some of the leaders in the UN who, for instance, are the UN representatives, for instance, in Syria. And one of them is the De Mistura. His name is Stefan De Mistura, and so he's the representative of the UN to Syria all through this war that's been going on, and he turned out to be pretty useless. And I said, "Well, what does Mistura mean? Where did his name come from?" Mistura in Italian means mixture, and De Mistura indicates a nobleman, and De Mistura means from two emperors. And so his name means that his bloodlines came from the Western Roman Empire and an ancestor in the Eastern Roman Empire. And that represents the Byzantine period in the Eastern Mediterranean. So these are the same bloodlines that are in the house that run the Council of Ten that control the Jesuits. And so these are the people who were running the world. And they're ancient kings, they're ancient emperors, they're ancient queens, and these bloodlines just go on down. And even they have such precise breeding programs that 10 generations later, they're still producing people in that bloodline who look like the people 1,000 years before. And I found a photograph of a painting of John Carey's great, great, great grandfather, well, from 1824. And he was 24 years old, and he had the three fastest ships, clipper ships, to take opium from India to China and trade it for silk, tea, and what was the other thing they took from India? Porcelain, silk, tea, and porcelain. And that's how the Boston Brahmin families, like John Carey's family, the Forbes, and other famous names, the Roosevelts, that's how they got rich. That's what they made their money with. It was with the opium trade in China. That was the basis of the wealth of the United States in the colonies and after the colonies. So,
and it all connects to Skull and Bones, actually.
Yeah, it all connects to Skull and Bones.
And Skull and Bones was set up in 1776 as a second chapter of the Bavarian Illuminati, which was set up by the Rothschilds. So to infiltrate the mechanism by which the Rothschilds infiltrated the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution was through Skull and Bones, which was set up in 1776 as the second chapter of the Illuminati by Adam Weishaupt as a front for the Rothschilds into the Declaration of Independence and therefore into the Constitutional Convention later in 1787. So that's how the United States became a Luciferic satanic nation.
And one of these ancient imperial families produced a John Amos Comenius, who lived from 1592 to 1670 in Czechoslovakia. And he wrote a book, The Labyrinth of the World and Paradise of the Heart. And he described in it how they would sit around, these are the elite, would sit around talking. He was a bishop or something, but he was from an imperial family. And he wrote about how these elites would sit around dreaming and thinking and talking, discussing how to create a poison that would silently travel around the world and kill the population. And of course, they would go underground. And that's exactly what's happening with many of the internet jillionaires. They're going underground. I'm sure Dick Cheney spends most of his time underground, and they will survive while they scorch the earth. And scorching the earth is from Deuteronomy in the Bible. They've been doing this for thousands of years.
Right. Now there's a whole meme about a solar kill shot or a solar flare that's supposed to precede ascension, or the density ascension into a next planet, that's supposed to happen around 2020 or sometime before 2025. And so that is probably why Deagle has it from 324 million down to 54 million because of the solar kill shot. And the question is whether the solar kill shot is actually a false flag, or whether it's an actual event. And my guess is that the elites have set up an outer space false flag, and they would put it as an Nibiru event or a solar false flag, you know, a solar flare that would kill everybody, but it's actually a giant gas chamber, or a giant, you know, turning.
Well, what?
Yeah.
What you're describing
yeah.
is the cover story for an actual event. And what has happened is that the military, the U.S. military, has used HAARP to burn off the ozone in the atmosphere that prevented dangerous frequencies coming from the sun, its solar radiation, to our planet. And as long as we had ozone to protect us, we were fine, because our over time evolution, our bodies had adjusted to and created mechanisms in the body to relieve the solar frequencies that did get through the ozone. And so we were adapted to a certain level of solar radiation. But what they've done now is used HAARP to burn off over 85% of the ozone in the atmosphere. And it is so dangerous to go outside in the sun now that some of the frequencies that are reaching the Earth are... They will give you cancer if you spend an hour in them. And so going out sunbathing and getting tans and everything is going to cause the deaths of a lot of people. And you see, that is the solar flare, I believe, that you're describing. And it is a false flag, and they are really doing it, and it is really solar radiation that is now been allowed by removal of the ozone to penetrate the whole surface of the Earth.
Right. Exactly. Now, not to give false hope, and I know that this is a paradigm that is not part of Loren's scientific investigations, but is more in my exopolitical realm. I have done broadcasts in which I hypothesize from certain data that advanced ethical extraterrestrial civilizations are actually intervening now and placing protection over the Earth, over the ethical human population, such that it is protecting them against these false flag operations of the amoral, genocidal elite. So I just wanted to put that kind of counter thing, and people again can go to Exopolitics TV on YouTube and see those. I just wanted to go with that kind of positive spin there, Loren.
I wanted to say one more quick thing.
Sure.
And that is that President John F. Kennedy was against the space race. He was very much against it. And that's part of the reason he died or was assassinated. And, you know, he was an insider. He knew what they were planning and what they were doing, and he did not like the concept of the space race. And now we see why. It's because the space race was really a race to get the space full of weapons pointed at us on the Earth. And we also have 30 countries with HAARP bases in Antarctica, and they are entraining the whole magnetic field around the Earth, which means all the energy, all the electricity. We're electrical systems. And so they can manipulate all of the electricity in our bodies through frequencies that they can use the Van Allen belts and the Earth's magnetic field to completely change humanity. And that's what they're doing, along with the DNA. That's what GMO is about. It's about messing up all the DNA that took 4.5 billion years to produce what we see on the Earth in a harmonious Garden of Eden, where living things are adapted to the environment. And when there's a climate change or whatever, we have mechanisms in the body, all living things, that help organisms to adapt and change to respond to changes in the environment. That's evolution. And it's driven by radiation that is in the natural minerals of the Earth in very small amounts, and also from the solar radiation. But what they've done is taken all these natural systems and they pushed the pedal to the metal. They've accelerated everything, and it's not in balance anymore. And I'm going to tell you, Mother Earth is going to kick them back hard. But now, if people use this new court win as a template, they can fight back now.
Well, on that note, we're going to call time at 10 minutes past the 60-minute hour, and we're really grateful that you agreed to join us in this amazing new broadcast. Thank you for coming back on the air after a hiatus, Loren.
Well, it was my idea to stop.
and we look forward to your joining us again. In the very near future. We've been with Loren Murray. You can reach her at lorenmurray.info. This is Alfred Lambermont Weber. My website is positivefuture.info. And I ask for your support in my initiative to be Earth's official representative to the Regional Galactic Governance Council. That's way out there, I know. But as Bucky Fuller said, invent a job that nobody's doing and do it yourself. And so I think that between Loren and Alfred Lambermont Weber, we got it covered. Thank you so much. And thank you, Loren.
Thank you. Thank you, Alfred. And thank you, all the listeners. Please go to our websites and make a donation if you want to. And GoFundMe. We have a Loren Murray GoFundMe site. And I want to thank everyone for listening to some of this really awful information and news. But together, and with our spirits strong, we can overcome it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Loren.